Greetings and welcome to the audio introduction to Chapter Guide 6 for Chemistry 223. My friends, this is the last audio introduction you're going to hear from me, which is pretty exciting. And this whole section is unlike any other section. Basically, what I want you to do in this region is just focus for the ACS final exam. And all the questions I've got pretty much are going to be geared towards that. All right, there is some stuff in the last chapter about the transition metals, which is really fascinating, but I really want you to be focusing on the ACS exam. So the first part of this is going to be looking at some of the common industrial uses of chemicals, and we'll review in that way some of the main group metals and the non-metals, how they're reacting, how they're made, what kind of reactions they are, but this stuff should be pretty similar. Lots of problems in here from different sections, but again, I just want to kind of pique your curiosity, make you remember some of these things that we've spent all this time over before. So look at the problem set, and look, if you have one, look at the quiz at the same time. Try and figure out those at the same time you're looking at it. Now, if you do want to spend some time on the transition metal stuff, which is really the stuff I love more than anything, I encourage you to look at it. We're going to look at the transition metals, the D block, the F block, the lanthanides and actinides. We're going to recall when things are paramagnetic, diamagnetic, and we're going to start looking at what's called a coordination compound, which is really nothing more than a Lewis base, Lewis acid addict. The Lewis base is what they call the ligand, which is just some kind of Lewis base with odd electrons that pushes into the Lewis acid transition metal usually. The transition metals, or all the metals, usually have empty d orbitals they can fit inside. Ligands can be dentate, which means we can have one or more places they connect. Monodentate means one place, bidentate means many, etc., etc. EDTA is one of the most famous of all of the ligands. It has up to 6 sites it can coordinate to. It's called the metal scavenger. It just pulls the metal right out, which is pretty cool. All right. The coordination number is basically how many sites are connected to the metal. Some systems only have 2, but most of them don't. Most of them have at least 6. Coordination number determines the geometry. An octahedral system would have 6 coordination sites. Square plane would have 4, tetrahedral 4, stuff like that. Now, there's a lot of stuff we could get into regarding isomers. For example, you can have geometrical isomers of cis-trans. We've seen those, also mirror and fact. We'll also look at how molecular orbital theory, crystal field theory, things like that affect it. Good luck with your studying, guys. You're almost there.